Well, as our community gets through this outbreak, this epidemic, and all of the impacts related to it, a lot of organizations in our community are stepping up their efforts to reach out to and help people in need. A lot of great organizations that do that 24/7 already, but as the need continues to grow, and as we expect it to continue to grow in the coming weeks and possibly beyond, those organizations are all the more vital in their efforts. One of those organizations is El Centro Hispano, based out of Durham and Orange counties. And we're joined now on the phone by Pilar Rocha Goldberg, who heads up El Centro. You can find them online at elcentronc.org. They have, among other things, launched a crisis response fund to help people who are being impacted by the outbreak, both in terms of health and also in terms of financial situations. Pilar, thank you so much for being with us today.
No, thank you, Aaron, for having us.
So what is the situation out there? I know you're talking with a lot of people. What are you seeing? What are you hearing? How is this impacting folks?
Yes, I think the most things we've been hearing today and in these weeks is people being laid off from work because the situation and closing restaurants and businesses. So people are calling us because they are worried about what is going to happen with their rent and utilities and also food. That's mainly what we've been hearing. We don't know cases close by of people who have been tested or with the virus. So I think the main concern for our community members is mainly not to be able to survive in these difficult times, because economically it's going to be tough.
Is it uncertainty about the future in terms of being able to afford rent or utilities, or is it getting to the point of certainty? Are landlords starting to demand rent?
Yeah, I think it's more in the future. So it's what is going to happen. And you know, I guess all of us, we are in the same situation. But we are trying to talk to them and lower the anxiety, saying, you know, let's take it day by day. And one of the things we've been doing is helping with food so they can go day by day. And also informing them about the different utility services that have said they won't cut any utilities if they are not able to pay. So I think rent is mainly one of the things we haven't heard anything clear from renters. What are they going to do?
Speaking with Pilar Rocha Goldberg again, elcentronc.org for more on El Centro Hispano. And you've created a crisis response fund to help folks who are being impacted by this. Tell us about it. What does it entail?
Yeah, so our idea is with this fund is to be able to help people with, you know, perishable food that almost is not donated because maintaining the food, but also medicine or other products that people will need. If we are able to fundraise enough money to be able to help people with rent, we will do it. But right now we think it's difficult because, you know, to help one person, we need to fundraise between $800 to $1,600. And a lot of people are in this situation. So we are trying to see how we can help with that piece. But right now it's more about the survival day a day.
What is the response been from people in terms of people donating or in terms of people who need the response fund?
Yeah, so we put an amount of $5,000 to fundraise. Mm-hmm. We started the fund, I'm lost in days now, but probably for 4 days or so. And yesterday we were in 60% of our goal. And we already had people sending messages and applying to the fund. So there is definitely a need.
Speaking with Pilar Rocha Goldberg. So if people want to donate to the fund or if people want to find out more about it, where can they go to get that information?
So they can go to our website or our Facebook page to have the link. In our website, you can go to our donate button, and you will find all the information there.
And I mean, this is one of many things that El Centro is doing, and I know as the need increases, that means the need for just all of the regular services that El Centro offers is probably also going to increase as well. What else are you doing to help folks now that you always do?
Yeah, so one of the things we are doing is making sure we are calling all our members, mm-hmm. the participants of the different programs, to make sure they are okay and what do they need. We continue giving diapers away in our Carborough Chapel Hill office for those families who are in need. And also on our education programs, we are going to start virtually actually this week to give, you know, like the computer classes, tutoring. The only ones we are not able to do are the ESL classes, but the other classes we are doing it virtually so the students and adults could continue and also try to have a regular routine somehow.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing more people reaching out to you for services that you hadn't heard from before?
Yes, definitely. And also because, you know, the word of mouth, even though we are calling directly our families, they send relatives or friends to us. And also people are looking for more services, so people are referring more people to us. So, yeah, definitely, we've seen an increase.
Speaking with Pilar Rocha Goldberg again, elcentronc.org for more on the Crisis Response Fund and the other services offered by El Centro in Orange and Durham counties. Anything else that people need to know about the response fund, about you, about what people can do to help folks in need during this time?
Yes, one of the things I also want to say, this is if you have any questions about, you know, anything, even health, if you need guidance, call us at El Centro because we have different resources in the different counties we cover, so we can connect you with different services and referrals. And definitely, if you can help, you know, the community in any way, donating food or with the fund, please contact us. Or if you have any questions also about anything, I think this is a time we really need to be together and support each other, everybody.
And again, elcentronc.org is the website for more information. Pilar Rocha Goldberg, thank you so much for being with us today and for all you're doing.
Thank you, Aaron, and be safe.